Welcome to the Wisdom for Life podcast with David Baker. David was a former paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne Division and for over 30 years has been a preacher. He has written 5 books and is an Amazon number one best-selling author. He is the chaplain at the county jail, pastors a church, and is the father of 11 children. Yes, 11. This podcast is here to give you wisdom for your family, your marriage, your children, your finances, your health, and your life. And now, the host of Wisdom of Life podcast, David Baker.
Hello and welcome to the Wisdom for Life podcast. My name is David Baker. We're glad that you're here. And we've been talking about teenage problems, okay? Hey, do you have any teenage problems? If you have teenagers, you probably have problems. So like I mentioned before, we've enjoyed having teenagers. We have usually have 5 teenagers at the same time. Right now, we only have 3 because another one just turned 20. We've loved the time being teenagers. We've enjoyed it. It has not been a conflict. And so want to be able to help with some of those teenage issues and things that come up. So last time we talked about sex education and gave some thoughts on that. And again, I said nobody I know is perfect on that. And so I've been thinking about it for a while, but I'm going to put a whole course together, and I teach it for our Bible College, Independent Baptist Online College, and for another ministry I'm working with called Restoration Care Ministry, helping people to be restored when they've fallen. And this is a big deal, whether it's teenagers or even younger than that, for men, even older men. I thought when I was young, I mean, that's when I'm old and I won't be tempted. Guess what? Even though I'm old, you're still tempted. And there's a thing called dirty old men. Why is it called that? Because even old men are still tempted. So it is something that we're going to have to fight and battle our whole life. So I'm going to put a whole course together, 13 or 14 lessons. I've outlined it already, and I will start teaching that. When that's available, I will let you know, and I believe there's some good things in there that will help you. So we're not going to talk about that next, but we're going to talk about conflict over rules and boundaries. Conflict over rules or boundaries. So this is a big deal, and when I looked all this up, it said negotiating rules, Kirk views, and other boundaries with increasing independence, okay? The older the kids get, the less rules they want, the more freedom they want. And you can decide what and how you do that, but do not, just because they're older, let them do things that are going to hurt and mess themselves up. We have talked about how when they're a child or firstborn, they're 100% dependent on parents, 0 on themselves, and then it grows up from there. But it's still not an opportunity to sin or to do wrong. For instance, curfews. By the way, one Sunday morning I announced, all right, tonight I'm going to be preaching on child ring, and I'm going to be preaching no curfews and no swats and no grounding. And people are like, what? The kids are like, yeah. And I came back and explained what that was. SWATs is, we don't count how many SWATs they have. It's all right, you're going to get 3 SWATs. And they grimace for the whole thing. And we're not breaking their will where they want to do right. By the way, we don't give them a lot of SWATs, but we don't count or tell them how many SWATs they're going to get. It's looking for a broken will. And then grounding, taking something away from them. Listen, if it's bad, they shouldn't have it. If it's good, don't take it away from them. What are you grounding them from? Well, I'm taking away this. Okay. We know people that have taken away youth activities from the kids. Well, that's what they really enjoy. And it's good for them. It's going to help them. They need the fellowship and the preaching and the teaching that comes along with that. So that's on grounding. And on curfews, we said, listen, if it's 2 in the morning, but you're doing a right activity with the right person, then we're not going to stop that. If it's 5 in the evening and you're doing a wrong activity with a wrong person, then you're not allowed to do that. If it's 2 in the morning, my son worked a job with a guy and he cleaned carpets and floors and commercial restaurants, but they couldn't do it during the day. It had to be done at night. So he's 2 in the morning, he's out. He's with an approved person doing approved work. That's fine. If it's 5 in the afternoon, hey, can I borrow the car and go cruising? Go cruising downtown? No, not an approved activity with an approved person. No, we're not going to do that. The only thing a curfew meant when I was growing up was we had to start earlier doing wrong, whatever we're going to do. That's all a curfew meant. You know, when I started off, curfew was 10:30. And you push it, finally beg your parents to get it to 11. And then you keep pushing, you beg it to 11:30. And And again, only thing that meant is if you had an early curfew, you just started early doing the things that are wrong. And children, we talk about this. Children are terrorists. You can't negotiate with them, okay? Don't negotiate with them. Tell them the rule. And if they argue and fight, that's direct disobedience. There's backtalk, and we're going to deal with that. We're not going to have that. And so don't let them do that. By the way, your kid is going to keep pushing you. And finally, he gets to midnight. Okay, all right, midnight's the curfew. By the way, we did this to our parents. All right, midnight, and okay. And then, is that okay now? No, now what do you want? No curfew. We want to come and go when we want. We don't want to have to be back at a certain time. We're old enough. We're mature. No, you're not. Bible says, make no provision for the flesh. Okay? You don't let that. So conflicts over rules and boundaries, we set them, and we tell them what they are, and they obey them. Well, don't they get to negotiate when they're getting older? No. No. Again, we didn't do curfews because it's wrong. If it's the wrong place with the wrong person, it doesn't matter what the time is. So that's what I would encourage you to do. And if you haven't done it like that, then there's the apology to the kids. Hey, kids, I need to ask you to forgive me. I have not done some things the right way that I need to do, and I need to ask you to forgive me. Kids are very forgiving. And they'll forgive you. And then you say, okay, from there, what you want is, now there's going to be some changes. You're not going to like all of them right now, but you will later on. And this is what we need to do. Okay. So, so many kids push parents and they give in and they give in and they give in. No, what's right? What's wrong? The age doesn't matter. Okay. Doesn't matter if you're 22. If you're living in my house, you're not just going to go cruising downtown, wasting time, getting in trouble. What? At 22? You live in my house. These are my rules. By the way, our kids know that. They didn't fight that. We had one of our children didn't get married till 26 and lived in our house till 26. And we knew where they were at, what they were doing. Got a child now that's in my home, already graduated college, and 23. And guess what? We know where he is and what he's doing, and that has to be approved for that. So I think we have this wrong idea of getting older that I should be able to have more independence to do things that are going to get me in trouble. No, you're still their parent. You want to help them. And hopefully by the time they are on their own, they're wise enough not to go and do that because they realize, boy, that's stupid. That's going to get me in trouble. Okay. All right. That is on conflict over rules and boundaries. Remember, you're the parent. They're the child. You are the parent. They are the child. Remember that. Don't let it be the other way around. Don't let them tell you what you're going to do. Okay. All right. One more for today. Time management. I believe we talked about this with the children, helping teenagers to develop effective time management skills. These things are so important. Help your child with organization. Help them with time. Help them to have a schedule. You can take a simple printed off weekly calendar, the days and then the hours of the day, and have them write that out. These are the hours I sleep. This is when I'm at school. This is when I do my homework. This is when I do my chores. This is when I do this. And have a calendar laid out. It will change. There'll be some things that will change on there. But they ought to have a calendar. And then they ought to have in their free time what they're going to do. All right, you got free time from 3 to 5 on Saturday afternoon. What are you going to do? Oh, no. All right, let's get something planned. What project? What do you need to learn? What do you want to focus on? What do you need to catch up on? Have something for them. Time management, organization skills. If they can learn that as a teenager, wow, their life, their finances, everything is going to be better. College, to teach them, all right, you're going to have outside projects. You do those first. You do those right away. You get those done. You don't want to be cramming to try to get those things done in the last week of school. You don't want that. Time management. I have one child that is a daydreamer. Like he is out there. Where'd he go? And he's gone. And so we had some struggles and difficulties helping him to get that right. And so when he finally did, he realized, wow, I have so much more time to play if I'm just diligent and get my work done first. Congratulations. Okay. When do people learn that? There are many adults who haven't learned that. And so let's do the work first. Let's knock that out. Then you have time to do the fun things, the things you want to do and enjoy, work or exercise or all that. So time management, help the kids to get a calendar. Okay. You can just print off a weekly time schedule on a spreadsheet, okay? Days of the weeks and broken up by hours, and have them go through and fill that out. Write down, all right, these 6 hours I do this and mark it off. These time I'm doing this. Get that in, fill in the slots, know when our free time is, and make sure they're doing things that are going to be learning and going for them. And we told you this before, our priority for our kids is a good education, hard work, and music, okay? You can't do everything. For ours, that's the priorities. And so they practice their instruments and they learn to work hard and they have chores to do and they do their education. Those are the priorities. From there, we can add things in. But those big rocks, okay, of education, it's going to affect the rest of their life. Hard work is going to affect the rest of their life. And then music is just such a good blend of discipline, character, and what the Bible says, singing to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, helping them to do music, to play skillfully, the Bible talks about. Those were our priorities for our kids, and we only have two that are not 18 or above, and we can say we're very pleased with that. All right. Hey, God bless you. We'll talk to you next time. Hope that was a help to you. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the Wisdom for Life podcast. If you have any questions for us, email us at askpastorbaker@gmail.com, and we will answer them in an upcoming podcast. The email is askpastorbaker@gmail.com.